This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Partners Healthcare is trying to determine how to safely restart the routine and elective care that's been postponed during the coronavirus pandemic. So 11 of its hospitals have been testing every patient they're admitting, from Mass General in Boston to hospitals on the North Shore, Southern New Hampshire in Western Mass, and on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. For more than 2 weeks now, the patients have been tested whether or not they have symptoms of the coronavirus. Partners has added up the numbers, and the result is revealing. Tom Sequist is Chief of Patient Experience and Equity at Partners. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how many people have these hospitals tested overall, and what have the results been?
So we've tested approximately 2,700 patients across all of our hospitals during that time period, and we found that among patients who are without symptoms that would otherwise be related to COVID, the prevalence of a positive test result is just a little bit north of 1%.
And these would be patients who had no reason to think that they had the virus, but perhaps they were coming in to have a kidney stone removed or if they had a broken leg or something like that.
That's correct. So these numbers exclude anybody who came in and had a cough or a fever. People who come into our hospital and had symptoms like that were tested and have been being tested for the past couple of months. The new thing that we started doing a couple of weeks ago was to test everyone who is coming in without a symptom so that we could get an idea of what the prevalence of infection was in the community among these asymptomatic lower risk patients.
And what do you do with this number? I mean, does the low finding, just 1%, mean that people who need to go to the hospital and the staff that needs to be taking care of them should not have to be so worried about contracting the coronavirus while they're at the hospital?
This low prevalence of 1% in the community really gives us a lot of helpful information to help alleviate some of the concerns that people may have, but also will help us direct care better. So when you combine the fact that someone doesn't have symptoms and the fact that they have a negative COVID test with the fact that they live in a community where the prevalence is only 1%, you can have actually a much higher level of confidence that there is not some underlying COVID infection that we have not detected.
And does this give the green light then to more admissions for something that is not urgent, as we said, you know, kidney stone or gallstone or something like that? Does this make it any safer?
It's not that it's so much it makes it safer. It expands our options for how we can care for our patient populations. So it expands our options in terms of where we can provide the care and the types of personal protective equipment that we might be able to use, which we think in the long run is going to be the way that we're going to want to be able to tailor the care that we're giving patients that ultimately will keep people safe.
Will Partners continue to test patients as admitting?
Yes. So our plan moving forward is to continue to test every patient who's admitted to the hospital, whether they are symptomatic or asymptomatic. We also regularly screen every day every patient in our hospital for symptoms that might be related to COVID, so that if they do develop symptoms, we can take immediate action on that. And we further have the capability and the capacity to do COVID testing for our ambulatory patients who are either symptomatic or who are undergoing different types of care and treatment where we really do need to know what their COVID status is.
Is there an element, I mean, it all sounds like good news. Is there an element of bad news here in that if a herd immunity is something that's desirable, that this is not happening because it's only, you could say, only 1% of the patients who are asymptomatic who actually had the virus?
That's a really good question. I don't think that these data represent anything bad. What they are really telling us and what we are using them for is how do we direct patient care in our hospitals and clinics? And how do we make sure that our providers, that our healthcare, frontline healthcare workers, and that patients are receiving, you know, the personal protective equipment they need and being cared in the environment that they should be? That's a little bit of a different question than whether or not our community at large is achieving herd immunity. That's a process that's actually going to take a longer period of time to achieve. But before we can achieve herd immunity, which I think is going to be further out in the future, what we know from these data is that we can safely direct care for our patients and our providers.
Tom Sequist, Chief of Patient Experience and Equity at Partners Healthcare, telling us about the results of the partners' testing of admitted patients for the coronavirus. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.